This week, the question is, what sort of worship makes God sick? First, worship from one who is not living an obedient life to God is sickening to God. In Proverbs 28, verse 9, the Bible says, "One who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination." In Proverbs 15, verse 8, "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight." Sacrifice, for people in the Old Testament, meant worship. This is how they worshiped God. And this passage is teaching that if a person was living a wicked life and then came to offer sacrifice or worship, it would be considered an abomination by God. An abomination means something extremely repulsive to God. Now, these are Old Testament passages, but we learn the same truth in the New Testament. Consider these passages. In 1 John 3, verse 22, the Bible says, "Whatever we ask, we receive from Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight." In John 9, verse 31, "Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does His will, He hears him." All of these passages are teaching us this. If we want to pray to God in a time of great need, we must be on speaking terms with Him beforehand. I want you to ask yourself this. How would you feel if someone treated you hatefully and the only time they were nice to you is when they wanted something? And then, after you felt sorry for them and helped them out, they turned their back on you and treated you hatefully just like before. How would you feel? Would you probably not feel very well toward this person, would you, who's only using you when they need you? And yet this is how many people treat the Lord. In John 14, verse 15, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." So that's the first kind of worship that makes God sick. The second worship that makes God sick is worship that's not according to the New Testament scriptures. That's sickening to God. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 9, the Bible says, "In vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." This means when men invent their own ways of worshiping God, it's worthless. God has told us in the New Testament how to conduct worship services. In order for God to accept us and our worship, we must follow the instructions which He gave to us. The New Testament teaches that when we sing in worship, singing must be done without instrumental music. Ephesians 5, verse 19. The Bible teaches us that the Lord's Supper must be eaten in worship every first day of the week. Acts 20, verse 7. The Bible teaches us that when we eat the Lord's Supper, only one loaf of unleavened bread and only one cup with unfermented grape juice may be used in the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 through 25. The Bible teaches us that when we conduct worship services, women must remain silent in all assemblies conducted by the church. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 34 and 35. This is one reason why Bible classes should be considered wrong. According to this passage, 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35, women may not even ask questions in an assembly conducted by the church. And then again, the assembly must not be divided into classes. 1 Corinthians 14, 23 through 40. Instead, everyone must stay assembled in one place. And again, this explains why Bible classes should be considered wrong. Many people think that instrumental music should be pleasing and acceptable with God because they like it themselves. If they like instrumental music, they think, well, God must like it. Others think that God would like dancing and hand clapping and shouting because that's what they like. And they think, if I like dancing and shouting and hand clapping, then God must like it too. But let me ask you this. When people choose a restaurant to eat at, do they choose a place that serves food they like or food that the manager likes? Isn't that a silly question? We understand that when a person goes out to eat, they don't necessarily enjoy what another person likes. For me to know what you like to eat, I have to ask you and you have to tell me, because I will not know unless you tell me. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible says, "No one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God." And what this means is, if we want to know what God likes, we'll have to listen to the Spirit of God. Well, now the question is, how do we listen to the Spirit of God? Well, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10 explains, "God has revealed them to us through His Spirit." This is speaking about the apostles. God has revealed through His Holy Spirit the things which He wants us to know. He has revealed what He likes and dislikes, what pleases Him and what displeases Him. If we want God to accept our worship, we must offer the worship that He has revealed through His Holy Spirit to His apostles. Now, think about these things the next time you think about worshiping God. Ask yourself if the church where you attend is worshiping God according to the Scriptures, or have they changed things to suit themselves? Remember, what suits men and makes men feel good doesn't necessarily mean it pleases God. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week as we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.